Well, let's get this thing started, shall we?
Let's.
Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Hey, Devo Spice.
Hey, Luke Ski.
We've gotten Zane in the house, y'all.
We do.
Word.
And that's all we got in the house tonight, this evening, because Jesse Smith is on vacation at the moment. And I forgot where he said he was. I think he might be in California.
He's in fabulous Toluca Lake. I don't know where that even is. I noticed I didn't say a state where Toluca Lake was. I fail at geography.
I do too.
So, yeah.
Things and stuff.
Something I was going to do. Oh, yeah, I was going to check the site for last-minute feedback.
Well, while you do that, I'll talk about what I did in the past week.
You do that.
I went to Memphis for Mid-South Con, and that was nifty. I drove out there in a rental car, and when the rental car people came by to pick me up, they happened to pick me up in a Volkswagen Beetle, which is a type of car I have always liked ever since I was a kid with Herbie and Bumblebee from Transformers and such. And as I was driving there, I'm like, man, I've always wanted to drive one of these. And they're like, oh, well, it's available if you want to have this be the car you rent. So since the con was covering my rental car and it wasn't too much of a markup, I decided to go with that since I knew Sarah wasn't coming with me. And, you know, I didn't need quite as much room. So basically, it was kind of a dumb man decision. Like, I'm going to get the car that I like, even though it has no practical reason. I will get this car just so I can say I drove this car and I like it. So it was neat. The thing I found most amazing about it is because of the shape of the vehicle, the huge amount of space that is behind the steering wheel, like essentially where there's the dashboard and the windshield, it's like this huge triangle of space, this huge like wedge of space there, and I'm like, wow, there's so much space here not being used. And in my mind, you know, I'm reverting back to my, you know, fanboyish roots, saying I could set up a kick-ass diorama of action figures in this space. You know, so like if a cop pulls me over, he leans down and like, you know, the Battle of Helm's Deep is on the dashboard, you know, or something like that. But, you know, it's all action figures from different, you know, completely different series and stuff. And, you know, that's the kind of geeky crap I think of, you know. But
geeky
anyway.
Geeky crap I think of should be a series of interstitial sketches on your next CD.
Actually, it'll be the sitcom that follows Shit My Dad Says. So, speaking of which, I picked up the audiobook of that and listened to it on the way to on the way to the con, and I like the sitcom with William Shatner, but I want to visit the alternate universe where the sitcom instead stars George Carlin and is on a network that has it play uncensored, because basically hearing the book and the character of the real dad, you know, character and all the stuff he says, it's like, man, this part was made for George. And
yeah,
it's sad that he's not around to fill that place. But anyway, not to go into super detail on it, but Mid-South Con was neat and fun. And I was the Toastmaster, which involves some interesting hosting duties that I felt completely unprepared for. and I'll go into more in depth on it at over on Bad Rapport, but overall, Mid-South Con has always, you know, been very good to me. Danny and Kim have always been supportive of the funny music making people and want to keep it, you know, happening there on a regular basis. Rob Balder was there, you know, hanging out before promoting Earthworld, and on Sunday, Nuclear Bubble Wrap and Steve Goody showed up and they did a show, which unfortunately I wasn't able to see because I was stuck in the dealer room. But at least we got to hang out and party a little bit on Saturday night. So that's that. So, Devo.
Yes.
The question I've been waiting for this entire episode already.
What have you been doing?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. Moving on.
I have been I've been in full-on promotion mode trying to promote my new album, which, you know, drops tomorrow. Trying to get everybody I can to buy it on iTunes tomorrow. I had a couple interviews come out this week. I had my interview on the Dr. Demento show went up last weekend. And I oddly haven't listened to it yet.
Neither have I.
So busy, I just haven't downloaded it yet. So I need to do that soon. And I also had the interview I did with Hex from Nerdapalooza on the Nerdy Show that went live on Monday, I believe.
I listened to that. That was really good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, my preparations for MarsCon kind of put me behind on listening to Dr. Demento, so I got to do some catch up and listen to his show. So I look forward to hearing your interview on Dr. Demento.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
People who listened to it said that it sounded like fun. So,
yep.
And it was fun recording it. It was cool because what we did was I called him on my cell phone, and then I was recording my end of it locally on my computer, and then I emailed him an MP3 of my half of the conversation, and then he spliced it together on his end. And it was kind of funny because my microphone apparently was so sensitive that I could pick up. If you listen really close, you could hear him talking through my cell phone on my end of the recording. I mean, you're not going to be able to hear it on the final because his talking will be going over that. But I thought that was funny when I was preparing the file to send to him. In other non-Noam Sane related stuff, I got my copy of the Boobles album and listened to that today. And that is awesome. Sea Monkey did an amazing job capturing the sound of the Beatles, and it's really funny and it's really well done. I was very impressed with that CD. So if you haven't picked that up yet, go to theboobles.org and pick it up. It's a $15 donation to charity that you're giving them. No profits of any kind taken by the Sea Monkey. Definitely get it. It's well worth it. And last night I finished watching season one of Lost on Netflix, so
nice.
Cool.
I'm slowly catching up. You know, the funny thing about that show, I started watching it, and I thought this was something that maybe me and Jen could watch together. So I started watching it, and she was like, yeah, whatever. So I got up to like episode 12 or whatever, and then she started watching it. Next thing I know, she's halfway through season 3, and I'm still on like episode 14. And she's like, you got to watch more so we can catch up and talk about it. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah,
so I finally finished season one.
Well, you're lucky because – well, lucky in a sense because you don't have to wait a whole week or, you know, for the next episode.
I don't, yeah.
You know, because those of us who really got into the show when it was on, it was like they had such a perfect Joss Whedon-y type of, you know, build up, last thing in the episode. What the fuck? End of episode. Yeah. Fuck, now I gotta wait till next week. God damn you, J.J. Abrams. You know, yeah. So.
Yeah, now it's like, do I go to bed or watch another episode, you know? And in another bit of good news I got today, I finally sold the last NSFW t-shirt.
Woo!
So they are gone.
I still have a handful of women's baby doll Grease Wars t-shirts.
I will not be buying one of those.
Oh, darn. What about you, Ian? You're
I'm not buying another one of those. I own 17.
All right. So shall we get to – what should we get to next in our fabulous outline of doom?
Ian.
Ian?
Ian?
What? What did I do this time?
Well,
you apparently posted a song of some kind.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yes, that thing that I do occasionally.
So, yes. Tell us all about it.
Well, so I had actually started planning doing a sequel to the Epic video game medley when the first one came out. Because it was kind of an idea of a revolving song in my set, kind of very similar to the way that Weird Al used to do with the Fabulous Food medley. Since video games are kind of my thing, I was like, yeah, I'll do a medley about video game stuff. And then Luke came to me with his bonus track for my last album, Last Arcade, and I went, oh, he caught on really quickly. Damn it. So I actually had several people come up to me and go, just put music to Luke's version and release that.
Yeah, but the entire point of my version was I was trying to come up with the dumbest ideas possible. Like the ones that are like...
And let me tell you, that whole sketch is hysterical. I mean, especially the part where Ian finally flips out. He's like, Luke, stop! You know, how many of these are there? And he's like, 27? Is there any other number? There's literally an infinite supply of other numbers. It cracks me up every time. That is such a great sketch.
Devo, by the way, you have just turned into
Mr. Roboto.
A Cylon Dalek type of robot.
Why does this happen every time I'm on the show?
It happens every time.
Actually, it hasn't happened for a while. There we go.
Okay.
All right. So, cool. But yeah, it was. I remember.
So Luke had this this awesome medley, and the end song when he sent me the sketch, I adjusted the lyrics a little bit. So he and I co-wrote that end song, and I was like, well, this song is really too good to not have be in the real medley because that's actually a really awesome track and excellent idea. So I pulled some ideas that didn't make the first medley, and actually they still haven't made the second medley. And a couple ideas that I was working on, and decided to put it together, and thus the end product was birthed.
Well, I'm very happy that you decided to include that because I was really happy with the way that came out on the album. So
as was I, and actually had many requests from people in the tracking of the album. Why didn't you just put Mario Kart as a separate track? And I went, well, thanks for telling me that now. But it worked out really well. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts of the whole medley, and also from that sketch. But as people keep saying, oh, why don't you turn these into full songs? And I'm like, the whole purpose of the medley is because the joke is done. I didn't turn these into full songs because that would be beating the joke to death. You got the point of the joke. There's no need to write anything further for it. It's just that snippet and done, quick and done. Especially with things like Gary's Mod. There's no way I could write an entire Gary's Mod parody. No matter how much I like Half-Life 2 or the original Stacey's Mom song, there's no way I can write a parody about that because people will be bored for 4.5 minutes listening to me talking about a modification for a video game. Mm-hmm. The joke is one and done. Yes. And there's a bunch of those in that song, but I still get requests. Oh, you should do a full version of Pac-Man. You should do a full version of Pikachu.
The Pac-Man one I really like. I think you could do a full version of Pac-Man. I remember
telling you and Rob Balder about that song well before I had even done the medley in this first place. It was like the second time I performed with you guys at KatsuCon like 2 years ago. I just was sitting there when you were setting up your projector, and I suddenly started singing, "No one knows what it's like to be Pac-Man." And you and Rob like burst out laughing, and he said, "Are you doing that?" And I was like, "I don't have the music for it yet."
So you mentioned that this is kind of like Al's food medleys, and that's what I was thinking. Are you going to keep doing these, like more and more of them?
Absolutely, and it's one of those things where it's kind of an evolving thing. Like I said, the title to this one is a sequel to the original medley, but I wanted it to be more video game based, and nothing better than the fact that Capcom in the 90s couldn't count to three.
Yes,
they kept renaming every Street Fighter 2 with something else: Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting, Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition, Super Street Fighter 2 The New Warriors. So that was kind of an homage to that. Plus, I had a Street Fighter track on the in the medley, so I had to do that.
Yeah, Shoebox did the same thing with the re-release of Sumophobia.
Yes.
Sumophobia 2 Alpha DX Super Edition or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be an evolving thing. When I do them live, basically it's going to be a compilation of the best tracks from each and maybe throwing in some new ones as the time progresses and I think of new ones. Since I have so many video games...
Breakman Z in the chat says that Street Fighter 2 is 20 years old today.
Well, ironic and wonderful.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's really awesome, actually. And because I've been playing Street Fighter 4 lately, and Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Yay, fighting games. The new Mortal Kombat comes out next month. I'm really excited about that.
See, I like watching other people playing fighting games. I've never been good at actually playing them myself. I don't know the combos. I just button mash, you know?
Yeah. I have friends. I have friends who refuse to play me in fighting games anymore. My oldest friend, Kobe, basically anytime I was like, hey, you want to come over and play some games? Yeah, sure. What do you got? Well, I have this fighting game. No. I'll watch you play against the computer. I'm not playing you.
The only fighting game I ever got good at was Clay Fighter for the Super Nintendo.
That was an awesome game.
I love Clay Fighter. I want to cover the Clay Fighter theme song.
I don't remember the Clay Fighter theme song.
Oh, it was so cool. It was like, and it was glorious 16-bit sound, but like voices on it were too. It was great. I loved it. But what was I saying before? Oh, yes, the track. It's going to be evolving. And I have a lot of video game songs in my repertoire, as it were.
Yes.
So eventually, like, you know, Dig Dug will be, you know, cut down to a verse and chorus and put in the medley. Or the Resident Evil song I have will be cut down to a chorus and put in the medley. So.
Cool.
You know, just when I, like, you know, have enough songs that I can do that with.
Now, did you hear the most recent episode of Bad Rapport with Luke and Carrie?
I think I did. I don't remember.
Where they were talking about forced parodies?
Yes.
Okay, I got to call you out on this one. Rock You Like a Hurricane to Sonic the Hedgehog. That's a stretch.
It's a little bit of a stretch, yeah. It's really the only one I could think of, but at the same time, if you listen to the lyrics that I do, the original lyrics are in there a little bit.
Yes, yes. The lyrics of the verses worked pretty well. The chorus, which is the hook of the song that everybody knows, that's a stretch.
Sonic and Rock You, really the only... There was one that Luke had in the original medley that we cut from the sketch that was a parody of Lazy Sunday. Do you want to talk about this one?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly how I did it, but it was like...
It was the Sonic what the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Sonic what the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
But isn't there like a commercial like for Sonic, like the food joint, have a jingle that you could parody?
No,
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's what I was hoping for, and sadly no. And kind of at the same time, it's the theory behind it was, or at least the original theory behind the medley was, classic games got classic rock songs, and newer games got newer pop songs.
Oh, you know, I didn't even pick up on that, but that does make sense. That's kind of cool.
So, I mean, that's at least the intention behind it. One or two don't quite get that. Like, for example, Grand Theft Auto is Band on the Run. And that's, you know, admittedly, though, Grand Theft Auto has been around for about almost 10 years now. So,
yeah, so that could qualify, yeah.
Who did that song, Supersonic? Was that J.J. Fad?
J.J. Fad, yeah.
Yeah, Supersonic. I don't know.
I always hated that song.
Anyway,
but you go right from Sonic the Hedgehog into the Mr. Do bit, which is a perfect parody.
Thank you.
No, that fits perfectly.
That one was actually came about in a conversation with Shoebox.
Surprised?
Shoebox, Dig Dug had just come out, and Shoebox messaged me on Facebook after I posted it. He's like, "Now do a song about Mr. Do," and I wrote that in response. And that's all it was, so that's all it ever will be.
Nice. So do you have a current video game obsession?
Right now, actually, me and my wife have been playing the new You Don't Know Jack game.
Really?
Yes, it's awesome.
I played that at a party at Carrie and Josh's house. We were all hanging out there playing it. That is a lot of fun.
It's the same host that they had 10 years ago for the PC version, Cookie Masterson. The jokes are awesome. It's really timely. The thing about it being on Xbox Live, like, I think like there was a title update and suddenly they were talking about Charlie Sheen in like the little commercials before the game. It's wow. awesome. And the cool thing about the version on Xbox and PlayStation, I don't know if the Wii version has this update for it, but there are extra packs of new games you can get. The disc comes with 73 episodes on it of three rounds each, five questions per round, and the third round is the Jack Attack. So it's basically 10 questions per episode. But there's 73 episodes on the disc. And then there's two packs of 10 more episodes each. So right now there's 93 episodes of content for the game.
Wow.
The only thing about You Don't Know Jack is it's because the games aren't randomized, it's a specific episode. Once you play it, if you play it again, you already know the answers are.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they put so many on the disc. It's not like Seen It, which randomizes questions and things. So
why wouldn't they randomize it? That seems like a rather silly thing.
The way the game is played through, it's like there's specific jokes for certain things, and the way they have the intros and everything, it actually ties itself kind of together, not totally, but the way the show is structured, it's structured like a game show rather than the way that Seen It is structured, where it's like a board game.
Right. Okay. I haven't played You Don't Know Jack in many, many years, so I vaguely remember it.
I remember when I put out my song about, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean called You Don't Know Jack, Marty Lick contacted me saying that he assumed that the song was going to be about the video game.
I, too, also thought this thing.
I wanted to mention...
I thought nothing of the sort.
Yay, for a difference.
Angry Birds is in there, and that makes me happy.
Yes. I've become obsessed with Angry Birds. My wife has become obsessed with Angry Birds. My wife has beat the game.
Yes, my wife's obsessed with Angry Birds, too.
My wife beat the game, and I have not yet. I have three different versions of Angry Birds on my phone, because Angry Birds Rio just came out, based on the new Fox animated movie Rio.
Yep, I got
starring Mike. You got that one?
Yeah, I just got that over the weekend. It's pretty fun.
If nobody out there has played this, please play it, and then answer me this question. Why is it so graphically intense? It's Angry Birds. Well, but like it's all like they're like all 3D shading now, and you can actually see the detail in the birds' faces after they hit it. Their tongues hang out, their eyes roll back, and when you get like stars in the level, they zoom into the screen violently, like boom, boom, boom. You have stars. It's insane. There's like no point for that. It's Angry Birds.
I don't know. I guess they feel like this is. I guess this is the way I looked at it. You know, obviously the movie studio that's doing Rio. You know, is kind of, making this a cross-promotional thing. So maybe, like, the folks that make Angry Birds are using this as a, well, let's experiment and do some new and different things as long as some company's, paying us a bunch of money to make this game. We can experiment and, tweak things so that whenever we come out with Angry Birds 2 or the next iteration of it, they can, see what fans might like or not like. And if there's things they don't like, they can be like, oh, that was just for the movie. Don't worry about it. And,
You guys probably don't watch this, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you guys know what zero punctuation is?
Oh, yeah.
Zero punctuation. Yahtzee is insane. There's for Luke, who doesn't know, zero punctuation is a video game review done by this British chap named Yahtzee, who does not breathe. He speaks in a rapid micro machine man pace about video games, and he tears them to shreds, and it's amazing. He says the most glorious, hilarious things. Wish I had that kind of skill when doing my reviews. Unfortunately, I have to be all professional and actually review the damn thing. But he talked about the mobile games, and he was talking about Angry Birds, and he said, well, what are the other spin-offs going to be? Happy Fish, Barking Dogs, just all the different carry-throughs for it. And I was like, I would pay for every one of those games. Take an emotion and an animal and combine it and make a game. It's brilliant.
The funniest thing I ever heard Yahtzee say, he was reviewing Guitar Hero, and it was like the expansion pack.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was Guitar. He was reviewing Guitar Hero 5, and he said that one of the expansion packs, he called it like version 4 or something like that, even though it wasn't version 4. And he goes, the day I pay $70 for an expansion pack is the day I swallow razor wire, pull it out my ass, and floss myself to death. And you see the little animated guy on screen has razor wire coming one end out of his ass, one end out of his mouth, and he pulls it back and forth until he saws his body in half from the inside out.
The visuals that go along with his reviews are hilarious. They're basically stick figures.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're so funny. It's basically any review. I don't even care if I ever played the game or not. Yeah, I don't care if I love the game. I want him to tear it to shreds just to see what he's going to say.
It's a whole Simon Cowell kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
it's
much
a
funnier.
British thing. Oh, much funnier.
Ian. So, is there any marketing things you're going to announce today to screw up your other friends' marketing things that they've been working on for months?
Maybe.
I'm a dick. Hey.
Oh, you know what else? Scott Sigler's book is starting pre-order tomorrow.
Bastards. Well, see, my thing is not on a time limit that ends tomorrow.
Yes.
Here's
tell us all about it, Insane Ian of InsaneIan.com.
InsaneIan.com, yes, so the lovely website where you can get all your Insane Ian needs. I have a project that I've been talking about on the Fumpcast a couple times now, and it's finally ready to be looked at, kind of. I'm good with words. I'm a writer. Can you tell?
Way to make a commitment.
Yeah, that's good of me. I got 45 days to raise $1,750 toward this project called Grand Theft Audio. The CD is basically done. The DVD is not. That's what the money's for. The money's for the DVD. If you go to the website, which I will give in a moment, you can see the early, basically unfinished version of the Dig Dug music video that many people saw part of at MarsCon. We ran out of budget when filming it, so we'd like to finish it and a couple other music videos and make this a nice, complete DVD package. And if you kick some money toward it via Kickstarter, you'll get all sorts of nifty swag. The lowest amount gets you just the CD-DVD collection. The highest amount gets you a cameo in a music video of your choosing, as well as all the other previous Kickstarter awards that you can get for the varying degrees of amounts that you put toward it, such as a cover song, a poster, a t-shirt, what have you. Things started today, and I've already got 3 backers, so that's nice. Raised a whopping $70, so that's cool. People kicking in toward the higher quality awards, or rewards, I should say. But before you do anything like that, you should go on iTunes tomorrow and purchase Gnome Sane by Devo Spice.
Yes, and then Saturday go to Kickstarter.
Give me money.
Give Ian money.
So at least one more thing I wanted to ask you before we go on to your song.
Sure. And is that the website that you're asking me about, or should I give that later?
Well, go ahead. You can give the website now.
Website now is http://, you know, the normal website thing you have to do. But no www. It's just tinyurl.com/grandtheftaudio. That website, again, is tinyurl.com/grandtheftaudio. Because what better title for an album for a parody artist than Grand Theft Audio? I'm just stealing the music.
That is a damn good title, I must say.
Thank you.
Yep. So, the thing I was going to ask you is, yes. Have you forgiven TV's Kyle yet?
I did until his girlfriend told me to shut up. although admittedly I did set them up for it, so it was kind of my own doing. I've come to terms with this. I have to say, and for if those of you who don't listen to Bad Rapport, which made me like one person in the audience, the thing that you guys did on the MarsCon Rapport with the News of the Stupid.
Yes.
I loved that.
And to give credit,
that made me happy in my soul.
To give credit where credit is due, Carrie wrote that. So
excellent. I will have to give her a very large hug the next time I see her. That was amazing.
Yes. Yeah, so for those who didn't hear it, essentially what it was News of the Stupid is normally reporting on real news. Carrie decided to finish off that particular episode's News of the Stupid by reporting on, you know, how Insane Ian basically went on some sort of crazy killing spree over people telling him to shut up at MarsCon. So, but anyway, I think it's kind of subsided by now. It certainly doesn't have the legs that, you know, something like Toil has.
Thank God.
I mean,
it's a popular phrase, but yeah. At the same time, it kind of makes me cry. I will admit, I found it funny, and at the same time, I went, "God damn it, Kyle!" when I saw that Mr. Tuesday posted it in the comments on the new song. And I went, well, it was me singing for 8 minutes, so that's actually kind of understandable.
See, now it's gotten to the point where, you know, the initial inside jokiness of it has kind of died down. So now it's only going to have major punch if it's, you know, if it's said at precisely a moment where it will just really pack a really good comedic punch. So if, you know, if you walk in the room and say, you know, hey, well, what time is it? And someone says, shut up, Ian. That's not going to be funny. It's got to be right after you've done something, you know, where it's
incredibly
like,
stupid. Like, yes. Tell him lyrics are usually used in songs.
that was a good line, though. I thought that was funny.
Yes.
All songs, like, this song requires lyrics. All songs require lyrics.
Shut up, Ian! I mean, shut up, Ian. It's really more the way he said it.
Yes.
And then the follow-up was what killed it.
Anyway, inside jokes are fun.
Inside Jokes is the TV's Kyle cover band. They opened for Scooter Picnic last week.
Ah, yes. Yes.
And just for the record, DJ Particle in the chat room is correct. There are only forward slashes on the internet in web addresses. No backslashes.
I am to dumb.
There you go.
Any other?
Thanks for the correction.
Any other questions, Devo Spice?
Nope.
All right. Well, we'll have more about inside jokes later, but for now, let's get to the super epic video game medley 2 championship edition by Insane Ian here on the Funny Music Podcast. Insert coin to begin.
Every song needs a sequel. This is one of those. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the super epic video game medley 2. Championship Edition! It's early morning, the sun comes out, the ground starts shaking, it's pretty loud. The woodland creatures all try to flee, but Eggman's not as fast as me. He grabs them all as I grab rings. Then I destroy his evil things. I jump on the plunger. Creatures are freed. I cannot stay cause I am on speed. Here I run. Sonic the Watch me run! I'm Sonic the Hedgehog! I love Mr. Do. He's a clown, it's true. He throws balls at you. So play, Mr.
so long. Gary, can't you see? You have got the mod for me. I know that modding's wrong, but I'm in love with Gary's mod. Extra sweet, but the cars are fast, and now it's time. Help Frog across the street. All we need is swampland, sweet swampland. But there's carnage everywhere, 'cause I'm swerving, swaying, chicken I'm playing. We'll Frog across the street. Oh, it doesn't matter where you land, just give that. See you fighting round town with your Pokemon, but it's not Pikachu.
Pikachu!
And the name that I call when I throw Pokeballs is always Pikachu, baby. I choose you, said I would choose Meowth, but he won't shut his mouth. Huh, ain't that some sh?
Ain't that some sh?
I've overcome this hurdle by defeating Squirtle with a Pikachu. I'm dual wielding with both of my guns. They're all out for blood. Gotta stop the flood. It's Halo. I'm playing Halo. I'm playing Halo. I'm playing Halo. Halo. Cortana won't stop with the grief. I'm beyond belief, 'cause I'm Master Chief. It's Halo. I'm playing Halo. I'm playing Halo. I'm playing Halo. Halo. It was a fighting tournament in every funky town. They were punching them up, they were knocking them down. It's a simple flick of wrist, combos too much to list. A silence filled the room as I unleashed a sonic boom. But I was just a young street fighter. Huh. Hadouken made the screen brighter. Yeah. Zangief began to perspire. Chun-Li could kick much higher. Soldiers press start. Nothing.
nothing I can do. I'm playing some Mario Kart.
Turn around, Shy Guys. Turn around, Shy Guys.
Hey everyone, this is Devo Spice, and if you're not familiar with my music, I have been called the redheaded stepson of Weird Al Yankovic and Eminem. I record comedy rap songs, and in 2005 became the most requested artist of the year on the nationally syndicated Dr. Demento show.
Just listen to the voice in your head, and he'll say,
"Fat people are full of toys, go get some!"
Yeah!
Then, in 2007, I made history on the show by not only having the number one most requested song of the year, but numbers 2 and 4 as well.
But I can't make a damn phone call! Can you hear me now?
What the hell did he say?
Now, in 2011, I'm back with a new album called Gnome Sane.
Many in bed by 10, just watch the news, then do it again. Man, I hate Mondays.
Gnome Sane will be released on April 1st and will feature almost 70 minutes of music, including Platform Wars, the hit song from the Dr. Demento show.
Hello, I'm a Mac,
and I'm a PC.
Hello, I'm a Mac,
and I'm a PC, and I run all the best games in the industry.
Well, I got games too, dude. What's with the greed? I can run Snoot, that's all I really need.
What about...
Buy the album on iTunes on April 1st, and I will send you the physical CD of Gnome Sane absolutely free. Additionally, I will send you the bonus CD, Namine, absolutely free. Namine will contain an additional 13 tracks, 45 minutes of music, and the only way to get it is to order Gnome Sane on iTunes on April 1st.
Cute or ain't nothing but a geek thing, baby. Like two boys drooling over Daisy.
For details on this special offer, visit DevoSpice.com, and don't forget to buy my album on iTunes on April 1st. Know what I'm saying?
Click on help, call someone else,
or figure out how to freaking Google it yourself.
Time for funny music news. Something, something, something.
Here we go.
In the news this week, not a whole lot in the news this week, but big celebration coming up. Dr. Demento turns 70 on Saturday.
Woo! Yay!
Happy birthday, Dr. D.
I feel like we should play like a happy birthday song or something.
This is your birthday song.
It isn't very long.
There you go. Happy birthday, Doc.
I'm high-fiving you through Skype right now, Ian, just so you know.
Skype totally needs a high-five button. You know what? That's what Facebook should have instead of a like button with a little thumbs up. Have a little high-five button. The only other news I could find this week was my album Gnome Sane, which comes out tomorrow on iTunes.
Got it.
Seriously, I looked. There was nothing else.
Wow, you looked really hard to find that one.
Yeah, well, you know, had to dig all over to find this one. Featuring 19 tracks, 70 minutes of music, including I Hate Mondays, Platform Wars, Nothing But a Geek Thing, Flight Check, and many, many more. I'm having an iTunes rush, which means if you buy it tomorrow, April 1st, from iTunes, I will send you the physical CD and the bonus CD for free. The bonus CD is called Namine and includes 13 tracks. That's 45 minutes of additional music. 7 tracks by me, 6 tracks by other artists, including these two lovely gentlemen here.
Hello.
And the only way to get Namine is to participate in the iTunes rush tomorrow. After you buy the CD, please give me a review on iTunes. That will definitely help with the promoting of the CD if you give me some reviews. I'm going to be spamming the crap out of people tomorrow, and I apologize in advance for it.
But, I never apologize. Eat my spam, internet!
Anything else we need to say about Gnome Sane, or should I move on?
Move on.
I think I've driven it into the ground sufficiently.
I was going to say, you have to make sure to email you the receipt in order to get the CDs.
Yes, you have to email me your receipt from iTunes, and I realize it may take a week or more to get your receipt from Apple. Just email me your receipt. You can email it to album@devospice.com, or if you send it to devospice@gmail.com, that's fine too. I will get it either way. And I'll send you the physical CDs as soon as I have them in hand, which will hopefully be before I leave for RavenCon, but I'm not getting my hopes up. It's going to be close. All right, tour dates coming up Saturday, April 2nd. We have the Gothsicles in Sheffield in the UK. On April 4th, which is what, Monday, we have Mark Gunn in Page, Texas. On the 5th, we have the Consortium of Genius in New Orleans, Louisiana. Cog. And next weekend, the 8th through the 10th, we have me, Devo Spice, Rob Balder, Power Salad, Danny Burt, and Jonah Knight at RavenCon in Richmond, Virginia. And then finally on the 9th, which is next Saturday, we have Mark Gunn in Springfield, Alabama. And that is it for tour dates.
Cool. So now it's time to talk about the Double Dildo song.
Jesse's song. Da, 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 da.
The Double Dildo song.
Before we get into that, I want to follow up on something from Bad Rapport. Because
sure,
yes,
Ian and I are having a little text thing, which we should probably stop now that we're talking about Ian or talking about Jesse's song. But he has an emoticon which is like two greater than symbols pointing up with a underscore in between them. And when Carrie was reading comments, she was trying to like express what that emoticon was, but she didn't know what it meant exactly. So, according to Ian, it's smiley anime face.
Yeah, totally. Because that's how they like. Do you ever see that South Park episode where the Chinpokomon. Chinpokomon. When they started doing the Japanese voices, all their eyes became the little carrot symbols and.
Yes.
So anyway, Jesse's song.
Jesse's song. Unfortunately, Jesse was supposed to email us a sound file answering some questions I had about the song, and unfortunately, he had some computer problems in the form of it falling out the back of his car. So he's having some serious computer problems. So we don't have any sound files for him this week. So we got nothing from Jesse at the moment, unfortunately.
Well, there's the whole thing about this is a parody of a internet meme, song. The Double Rainbow song.
The Double Rainbow song, which came about because some guy, and I haven't seen this video in a long time, so my memory's a little rusty, but some guy filmed a double rainbow and just freaked the hell out about it. Like, I don't know whether he was stoned at the time or what, but he's like, oh my God, double rainbow, what does it mean? And he's just going nuts about because he filmed this double rainbow. And granted, double rainbows are exceedingly rare, but, they happen. And so somebody, as they tend to do, took his recording and auto-tuned it and put it to music and came up with a Double Rainbow song, which in and of itself went viral. So you have a viral, derivative work of a viral video. So now Jesse has gone and parodied the Double Rainbow song and made it the Double Dildo song.
And
I really want to know what inspired this song, if it's like a true story or something, but...
I'd like to know why, but he conveniently went on vacation.
Yeah.
So, having this song made me think about, well, how many other Fump songs from the past were either parodies of internet memes or were songs just about internet memes? And the only two that came to mind were Reckoned by the Book, which Carrie did and I helped her with, which actually, if you go to... I think it's knowyourmeme.com when you look up the Lazy Town Cooking by the Book song, and it brings you like kind of the detailed list of chain of events. We ended up in that chain for the video.
Nice.
I haven't looked at it recently, but at one point we were the end of the chain that like went, and then after that there was this. So, and then of course there's Tom Smith's Cat Macros, which was the first viral hit the Fump had ever. With all the cheeseburger kitty people liking it. So
yes.
So anyway,
and there's Luke Ski's OMG WTF BBQ.
Yeah, but nobody gave a crap about that. So
I did.
Well, it Damn counts. It was a song about the internet memes in general.
That's true. That's true. It was also me attempting to do a country song with just my voice. I don't know. It came out all right.
I like the irony of having Rob Balder playing an internet noob in that song.
Yes. So
yeah, he's the one who sells the t-shirts to say the internet is a series of noobs.
What else can be said at this point?
Well, he said the song was originally going to be a guy's tacky choice for a Valentine's Day gift, which I thought was kind of funny. And there's a video for this on YouTube. It is not a live action video or anything like that. It's a fairly simplistic video, but there is a video on YouTube.
Well, cool.
And I don't know what else we can say about the song.
It's about a double dildo.
It's a double dildo. Oh my god.
So yeah,
this is probably the filthiest song I've heard on the Fump.
Oh, I thought of something I can say because it's actually
worse than Birdfucker.
Yeah, almost.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's the and again it's all innuendo at the most point. I think the implication of filthiness is dirtier than actual filthiness.
Mm.
Like Birdfucker, you say fuck a lot, and you know there's a description of the sex acts with birds. That's fine. Double dildo doesn't really actually say anything other than, you know, the words penetration and talking about a dildo. And I think in a way that's almost filthier.
In the past week, I saw with my own eyes a double dildo.
Really?
Yes. Driving.
Does that have anything to do with MidSouthCon?
Yes. Although it wasn't at MidSouthCon. Driving down to MidSouthCon, Highway 57 goes down to, heads down to the Missouri, Arkansas to Memphis bypass you have to take. And, you know, I was basically trying to, you know, make good time, so I was trying not to pull over too much. And at one point I'm like, man, I really have to go to the bathroom, but we're in, you know, the middle of nowhere, Illinois. And then coming up on the right, I saw something that I've seen every year I've gone to MidSouth. There's an adult store. You know, and most of them are just like, you know, the Lion's Den chain or whatever. This one has the funniest name for an adult store I've ever seen in my life, and I never stopped there. It's called Adult Time.
Oh, yeah, I saw your picture of it.
and it just like makes it like Adult Time. It just seems like almost like a children's show in reverse. It's like there's kids' time and then there's adult time. And I always
Adult Time and Adventure Time are sometimes the same thing.
Adventure Time. So anyway, so I'm like, screw it, I'll pull over here and see if they have a bathroom, and if not, I'll go find a gas station. So I pulled over, and they did have a bathroom, and they were nice enough to let me use it. And I looked around there really quick, and above the door to the bathroom, they did have a double dildo there. I'm like, well, I'm in here, I might as well look around. I found they had the Simpsons porn DVD. Have you seen that or heard about that?
I have not.
I saw the trailer for it.
Yes.
Surprisingly, the guy doing Homer's voice is very good.
Yes. It's a live action with humans parody of the Simpsons porn, and everybody's either painted yellow or digitally messed with to look yellow. So, and
Wait. They had the budget to digitally mess with people in a porno?
Okay, so it's probably makeup then. I don't know. I haven't researched it enough to figure it out, but they had it there, and I was tempted to buy it, but they wanted $30 for it, and I'm like, eh, that's a little too much. They also had a Scooby-Doo porn parody, which I thought was, you know, also intriguing, but again, it cost more than, yeah, so.
That's what BitTorrent is for, my friend.
Yes, exactly. If I'm going to watch that, I want to, like, have all my friends over for a party so we can all watch it together as a group. Because that's just...
That won't be uncomfortable at all.
Not in the very least. Once again, I'm going to use my phrase that I've coined actually on Bad Rapport. That's a big bag of disturbing.
But you don't understand. I am friends with Matt Doohan. I don't think there's anything we could watch at a party that would be more disturbing than what he considers to be average party funness. Would you agree with me, Sarah? Having lived with him?
I'd have to agree with that.
So there you go. Anyway, just for those of you who are interested in seeing it, there are videos you can see, previews, just to get an idea of the great amount of effort that they put into it, and they actually did a darn good job with it.
The trailers are actually on, like, YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can...
Oh, really? Okay.
They're edited. They don't show any of the stuff, but if you know any of the stars, because they've been on, like, you know, skin flicks on Cinemax too, so they're like these people who moonlight doing softcore stuff are in them too, and you're like, it's sad when you realize that and you go, oh, I recognize that I feel sad about recognizing that actor. This is what my life has become.
Whee!
I can actually throw in my own Double Dare Low story that ties into stuff that I've talked about before.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, there's a double dildo as a weapon in the game.
Nice.
If you go to the police station in San Andreas in the beginning part of the game before you go to the next town over, if you go to the police station and you wander like the main big police station, if you wander through and get to the shower room, there's a purple double dildo laying on the floor that you can pick up and wield and start beating the cops with.
Nice.
This is the kind of thing that passes for entertainment in some games. I thought it was amusing. Because what's really funny, I think, is immediately after you pick it up, you get a star rating, which means the cops start chasing you. So that's entertaining and funny. Yeah.
Wow.
I can honestly say I've never seen a double dildo, video game or otherwise.
Well,
although I can tell you that Mid-SouthCon was where I signed my first breast.
Cool.
A couple years ago.
And I still have that tattooed on my chest.
And on that note, here is Double Dildo Song by Jesse Smith here on the Funny Music Podcast. Bend over!
Excuse me.
What do you want?
Do you have the new DVD collection of Butt Bunnies?
You want Butt Bunnies?
Yes.
I'll too.
Thank you. Whoa. What is that?
What?
Behind you on that shelf, what is that?
Ah, come on, Matt. That's a double dildo. Double dildo. Double dildo.
Whoa.
That's like two dildos on the way. Double dildo, oh my god, double dildo, it's a double dildo, it's two-way. Damn, it's a double dildo, it's two-way. Damn, two-way prod. It's obscene, it's not right, should be hit. Double dildo, it's an offense. It's obscene, almost as bad as a triple dildo. That's one bad dildo there. Ah, double dildo, what a kinky. $39.99. Wonder if she has a girlfriend willing to try sticking that in her bod, sharing a dildo. Double duty dildo. Oh god. Oh, that would be so hot if I could just capture it on my camera. Double dildo's gonna be quite a surprise. Yeah, yeah. What suspense? I can hardly wait to see the look in her eyes when she sees what I bought. Big double dildo. Woo! That is the baddest f***ing dildo I've ever seen.
Double dildo, come on, baby, give it a try. Let's call one of your friends. Double dildo, how about Karen? She's kind of bi. Wow, I'd love to watch you sharing that dildo.
Check out the original double dildo at the Natural History Museum. And don't forget to
lubricate.
Making the internet absolutely ridiculous. DementiaRadio.org.
This is the part where there's feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. You know that segment of the show we do about now?
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback. So do we have any feedback?
No feedback this week.
Sarah has a dildo story.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, so at one point I worked with the 2600 group down in Nashville as the hackers group. And since we did a convention, the convention hotel said, hey, if you wire us for Ethernet, we'll give you your space for free. It's great. Okay, so we went in and there's like, you know, a couple hundred rooms in this hotel. So we have to move out all the furniture so that we can tuck the wires under the baseboards and run the cable. So we're moving the furniture, and in one room we move the dresser out and there's two matching dildos, one black and one white. And so it's me, the gay guy, and three other straight guys, and nobody will touch the dildos. So I went and got a trash bag and turned it inside out and picked them up and threw them out. So I was the only one that would touch them. So there you go. There's my dildo story.
Awesome.
There needs to be a t-shirt that says, no one would touch the dildos.
And now you know why I married her.
She's the only one.
The only one who would touch the dildos. Yes.
Somebody needs to auto-tune this entire dialogue.
Anyway, so anything else with this show? Are we going to tease anything for the coming week?
We can tease. Tomorrow's song is by me, as you probably guessed. Tomorrow will be the last of the album episodes of The Insider. The song that's going up tomorrow will be on The Insider tomorrow with commentary. So tune into that. And Tuesday's song is by Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
Ew.
And then after tomorrow, my Insider podcast goes back to its normal monthly schedule. There will be another episode later in the month of April, probably just talking about how this whole iTunes Rush thing worked or if it didn't work. And, you know, we'll see.
So do you know when it actually will be on iTunes? Like, it'll be at midnight, or will it be?
I don't know how iTunes works like this. I know I fully expect it to be up now. I was actually worried initially because I was afraid, you know, I didn't give them enough time to get it up there. But I heard from Jared Ringgold, Possible Oscar, who said that he, you know, submitted his song to CD Baby like on one day. The next day he got the approval from CD Baby that, you know, you have to approve it to make sure that before they submit it to iTunes. And then like the following night it showed up on iTunes. So it took them like just over 24 hours to get it up there. And I've given them like a week. So I'm fairly confident it'll show up now. But the question is when. I don't know whether iTunes, because Apple is located on the West Coast, so I don't know whether this will be, it'll show up at midnight Pacific time, or whether it's like set to my time zone. So if I stay up for another hour and wait till midnight, whether it'll show up. So I really don't know. So I'm curious to find out myself. I'm pulling up iTunes now. I'm going to search right now to see, just on the off chance that they put it up an hour early. Damn it.
This is a sort of related question. Do you guys listen to podcasts, like, you know, download them and then go to work or whatever, listen, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's like,
yes,
I do indeed.
Okay. Do you download your podcast stuff at night before you go to bed, or do you download them in the morning before you go to work?
I tend to download them. I usually leave iTunes running overnight, so it'll download them overnight.
So that you have them in the morning when you go, you just unplug it from the computer and
yeah,
go. Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
Why?
What about you, Ian?
I don't download podcasts that often. The ones that I listen to streaming right up from the website.
Okay. I'm asking because I intend to post a very brief thing, you know, audio message on Bad Rapport saying, hey, go buy the Gnome Sane album, jerk. And then, you know, so basically I was trying to figure out exactly how I should do that to make sure that it's effective, because the point is that people would download it and hear it on April 1st and get reminded. So,
I see it. It's up there.
Yay.
Woo!
Don't buy it.
Oddly,
yet. Don't buy it
searching
yet.
Searching for Devo Spice did not pull it up, which is odd. Maybe they just haven't indexed it yet, but if you search for Gnome Sane, Gnome Sane, comes right up.
Don't buy it yet. Wait until...
No, you can buy it. I will honor things from March 31st. I'm not going to be that petty.
Well, yeah, cool. but the point is, you're trying to do all of those album sales on the same 24-hour day. So,
well, give or take. It doesn't really matter whether it's...
Oh, okay.
Whether
it's, I thought like we had to wait specifically until like 2 a.m. when it was midnight in the Pacific time zone. So between that point and 24 hours later, so that it would all be within the same 24-hour day is what I thought.
No, it's just as long as they're all like close together. You know, that should push it up the charts. That's what I'm trying to do.
So okay. Between the 31st and the 2nd, but no later.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And I just gave it 5 stars, so take that.
Cheater! Cheater!
As should all of you.
So, all right. Anything else?
Nope.
Hey, Chris Mazzalust is in the channel.
Hey.
Actually, he was on Skype. He's still on Skype. We can get him on if you want.
No, that's okay.
Damn.
Unless he's got the upright bass and is willing to give us some smooth tile jazz again.
Smooth tile jazz.
Wow.
Did you hear that episode, Ian?
I think I may have missed that one, and I'm very, very sad.
Wow. Go back and listen. That was a great one. The tile jazz was awesome. All right, I got the iTunes link. I need to update my FUMP posting for tomorrow then.
All right, well then let me just get this whole show wrapped up. Oh wait, Ian, plug your stuff one more time.
I have a Kickstarter page, tinyurl.com/grandtheftaudio. I have 45 days left on this thing. It just started today. InsaneIan.com, of course, and thefump.com, of course, but you guys knew that one. TheGreatLukeSki.com and DevoSpice.com and iTunes for Gnome Saiyan tomorrow. Damn it.
Damn it. All right.
And while you're rating Devo's website, or rating Devo's album, pop on over and give The Last Arcade a good rating, too.
And Bad Rapport, the podcast.
Yes, Bad Rapport.
Hello?
Tile. Swing in that honey mustard.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. Is this that funny music podcast still, or is this like the after show portion of it?
No, it's still the podcast. We were just about to end it, so
I'm sorry. I was just trying to figure out how to use iTunes so I can go buy Devo Spice's new album, Gnome Sane.
Well, you better get on it.
I'm on it.
All right. Well, I'm going to hang up on you now and finish the podcast.
Okay, you can
Okay, and we're back.
That was weird. I got put on hold.
Yeah, so did I. What happened?
Chris called. So you can listen to the podcast later. So anyway.
And give it a 5-star rating.
This has been the Funny Music Podcast. This is Luke Ski.
This is Devo Spice.
This is not Jesse Smith.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, at DementiaRadio.org, and join us in the chat, or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes, and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefump.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of FIDEM Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week, where you'll hear Luke Ski say...
Yo. Somebody's birthday.
This one's going out to Dr. What's D, doing? Y'all.
Getting older, y'all. We celebrate your birthday, even if you don't. Be glad you're getting older, because when you're dead, you won't. So happy, happy birthday from everyone you know. Now we will light the candles and birthday for you, blow!
Happy birthday, Dr. D!
Happy birthday!
Continue the show for another 70 years! Please.
Absolutely.
Yes.
DrDementor.com, DrDementor.com.